Well, hello again, everyone. I trust that you've had a great day in Christ so far. And my prayer is that our short time together will have a fresh encounter with the Lord. And every time you have a fresh encounter with the Lord, you move from glory to glory. You have another breakthrough. Sometimes those breakthroughs are huge. Sometimes they're just small breakthroughs. But every time you break through, you experience a greater degree of glorious freedom and the glory of the Lord. That's what it says in Colossians chapter 3 says, "For we have died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, we are also revealed with him in glory." So every time we have a fresh revelation in us about who Christ is and who Christ wants to be in us, and we surrender to that, and then there's a fresh revealing of Christ through us, you're experiencing a new level of glory. And the Christian life is just moving from glory to glory to glory. So today what I want to do is follow up a little bit on the word that I shared yesterday about the fact that it's through Christ that we give thanks. It's through him. Because of our union with him, we give thanks from our union with him. He enables us with his grateful heart, with his thankful heart. And so I want to follow up on that and talk about living by the faith of Christ. That's kind of what we were saying yesterday, but I want to be a little more specific and clear, because there are many of you out there, maybe, at least some of you, who are struggling to believe, particularly in some of the situations that you're in. And belief shouldn't be a struggle. You're trying really hard to believe. Kind of slipped into sort of a formalized approach to Christianity, where everything's kind of has a formula to it, and therefore you got to say it just right and do it just right, or God's not going to come through, or the enemy, you know, won't step back, won't back off. I want us to understand that faith is, even though we fight the good fight of faith, we don't fight the good fight for faith. And if you're fighting for faith, then there's something the Lord wants to speak to you to set you free from. Because there's a difference between fighting in this place of faith. You know, there's an interesting scripture that says, a contradiction of scripture, seems to be a contradiction, where we're told in Galatians that we're to walk in the Spirit. And yet, in Ephesians chapter 2, it says we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ. So seated and walking seem to be two contradictory realities. But the truth is that we walk in the Spirit from a seated position, from a rested position. So we walk from a resting position. And so the good fight of faith is that we're doing battle from a place of faith. We're not doing battle to try to get into faith. And I find that happening with Christians all the time. They're trying to fight their way into a place in the Lord, and trying to struggle to believe and say it just right and working really hard. And that's just not what God wants for us. Again, remember what it said in John chapter 15. Let me read these scriptures again. This is verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Galatians, really familiar scripture. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in my humanity, in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." Now the King James, actually their translation, gets it right. Because it says this, "And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." That's really the proper grammatical translation. That this life that Jesus lives through us, we live by his faith. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? If you said, apart from me, you can't do nothing. You can't even believe apart from him. You're not supposed to try to believe apart from him. This is Philippians. I've been spending a lot of time in Philippians the last few months. Philippians, in chapter 3, verse 3. For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God, and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. If it's true, as the Scripture says, that Christ is all and He's in all, the Scripture that I quoted a few minutes ago from Colossians, that now in Christ is your life, the Galatians 2, for I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, the independent I no longer lives, but Christ now lives in me. I'm now in union with Him. Apart from Him, I can do nothing. But I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And that includes believing. We don't live the Christian life trying to believe. If you find yourself in a battle and it's kind of overwhelming, you're trying everything you know to do to believe the right way. You're struggling to believe. Remember that we walk from a seated position. We walk this walk with the Lord, from a resting place. We don't try to believe, because if you do it that way, Christianity becomes just another form of work. That's putting confidence in the flesh, in your humanity, in your human ability to walk in faith, and to have, quote, perfect enough faith so that you can have victory, whatever the situation that you're in. So, to live by the faith of the Son of God is to simply rest in the fact that whatever situation you find yourself in, He has faith for it. You're in union, just like I said yesterday, that you're in union with the thankful heart of Jesus. You give thanks from your union with Him. You walk in faith from your union with Him. You're not trying to put confidence in your ability to believe enough, but your confidence is that you're resting in the fact that Jesus has faith for this, whatever it is you're going through. And you can just sink into that as faith, and from that place of rest, walk it out. Again, Jesus has faith for it. Therefore, you don't have to. He has faith for it. And if you'll just rest in His faith, then that's actually what it means for you to live by faith. The Christian life, we live by faith, but we live by the faith of the Son of God, and are resting in the fact that He has faith for whatever temptation you may be facing, whatever situation or circumstance you may be going through. He has faith for it, and you can rest in that. And that's what genuine faith is, walking from a resting position. In 2 Timothy 2:13, really powerful scripture, it says this, that even when we believe not, we're having a struggle believing, He abides faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. Jesus believes in His ability. Jesus believes in His adequacy. Jesus believes in His power to overcome. Jesus believes in His capacity for victory. There's a place in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory, giving us the victory, that's moment by moment victory, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is your victory, and He has faith for that. All you have to do is sink into Him and rest, trusting that He has faith for it. Trusting in His faith for the situation. Stop striving. Stop wearing yourself out trying to believe. We don't, again, fight for faith. We fight from that resting position. See, seated in heavenly places, that speaks of authority. You're seated in union with Christ on that throne in heavenly places, though your feet are still on earth. And so from that resting place, we walk in His authority. From that resting place, it's not a place of passivity. You still walk. You still walk into the situation. You still wake up and face the day. But you're now no longer trying to do it by trying to fight for having enough faith. Let it go. You're wearing yourself out. Simply abide in Christ and abide, therefore, in His faith. Because whatever it is you're going through, He has faith for it. And even if you have struggled believing, Jesus has joined Himself to you, knowing that you would always have struggled believing, and therefore in your weakness His strength is made perfect. And now from your union with Him, you can simply live resting in that seated position, resting in His faith for whatever it is you're facing. Amen? Okay, well, I trust that that's a word that I was just checking my watch. Again, I need to put a clock up here somewhere where I can see the time. I pray that that's a liberating word for you. That's been an important word for me over the years. I see so many Christians trying to walk in faith, trying to walk in great faith, trying to walk in perfect faith. Jesus said if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, mountains can move. And so my mustard seed ability to believe, He just joins it with His giant mountain of faith. And I don't have to struggle to have more faith. Isn't it good news for you that you don't have to struggle to have more faith? That you have one who lives in you, who's your very life, and all you have to do is abide in Him and just simply step by step thank Him that He has faith for this, and then just walk into it, walk it out step by step. Alrighty, well, that's enough, because I could talk about this all day long. I trust that you will enjoy the rest of your day abiding in Christ. And instead of trying to live for Him, live from Him. There's a huge difference. And the second way, living from Him, and thus in the context of today's word, living from His faith, brings glorious liberty. Okay? God bless.